what we're talking about here is we come into these prophecies, we're talking about events, and this prophecy that I'm going to read from or give you information from was given to Meyer in two parts. One part in 1981, and then this updated version in 1987.
Okay.
In the 81 version, and again in the 87, they do forewarn of the fall of France from within by Islam. And they speak in here about a time in which the warriors and fanatics of Islam will move, especially through Europe. Europe will shake and shudder, or they use language something like that.
And highlight the word fanatics, because yes, there are a lot of good people who practice the Islamic faith.
Oh, yeah. They specifically stated the fanatics. What they said, they were telling Meyer even back in the 50s, in the early stuff, they said, you have to understand in the coming times, religious fanaticism coming from fundamentalist groups of all stripe are going to be one of the major plagues upon the planet, where the wars will be generated from. Not only, you know, there will be secular or atheistic, fascistic, what have you, parties that contribute, but they said fundamentalist religion will contribute to such an enormous destruction, a needless, senseless destruction, because of all these competing beliefs that people truly know nothing about, and they've taken and pushed them into fanatical levels. So they have said, yes, Islam is going to rage and roar in terrorism. They even, in the early prophecies with Meyer about 1980, they told him, and I think I have the document up on my site, that Ronald Reagan would be a president whose time in office and his policies would lay the groundwork for tremendous terrorism because of a strong militaristic bent by which he and his administration, and not only his administration, but they were pointing his out, would arm many despots and dictators and people who would oppress their own populace. And in the face of that, when people are oppressed with a mightily militarily armed government, they cannot fight back against that. And so terrorist tactics, which didn't certainly originate at the time, but terrorist tactics would start to increase and only get worse over time. And this was something that we would see was going to pay terrible dividends. They said, you know, more towards the new millennium and beyond. All right, so we have, in prior to the point that I'm telling here, we have a lot of talk here about terror and war in across Europe, and much destruction. And this particular prophecy, now from 1987, is given out of sequence, as many of these are, so that you can't track the events all the way through, that some of them come out earlier, some come out later, and it's switched around deliberately, so that people will pay attention to the message of it, and not try to simply avoid something because they think, well, this is coming, and I'm going to save my hide, or whatever. Okay, so here it goes. And I'm picking up in the middle, and they say, far in the West it will be different. They've just spoken about all of this befalling Europe. The United States of America will be a country of total destruction. The cause for this will be manifold. With her global conflicts, which are continuously instigated by her, and which will continue far into the future, America is creating enormous hatred against her worldwide in many countries. As a result, America will experience enormous catastrophes, which will reach proportions barely imaginable to people of Earth. The destruction of the WTC, i.e., the World Trade Center, by terrorists will only be the beginning. And they go on.
And what year was that written?
87.
All right.
Okay. Now they start to talk here about, they say, yet all the apocalyptic events will not only be brought about due to the use of unbelievably deadly and destructive weapons, such as chemical, laser, and others, and by cloned murder machines. But in addition to this, the earth and nature, maltreated to the deepest depths by the irresponsible human beings of earth, will rise up and cause destruction and bring death unto the earth. Enormous firestorms and gigantic hurricanes will sweep over the USA and bring devastation, destruction, and annihilation, as this, from time immemorial, never before will have happened. Not only America, but also all other Western industrial countries, which still live at the beginning of the new millennium in the delusion that they could dominate and rule over underdeveloped nations, i.e., third world countries, will not only soon lose their influence over these, but must defend themselves against them.
Hmm.
Now, let's just back this up for a second and go to the idea that a prophecy is a warning, that all prophecies and predictions are based, as is the entire operation of the universe.
Well, as we look at the old Christmas carol, Scrooge talking to the spirit, saying, are these things that will be or shall be,
yes,
or could be?
Well, cause and effect rules. If you don't want it to come back, don't send it out. Now, people have, understandably, certainly harangued, accused Meyer of being a terrible America hater and all this stuff, and why am I spreading this message? I've approached this as much as I could in an objective sense to say, okay, the way I live my life personally is this. I want to know if something is true or if it's not true. I don't care whether I like it or not. It's irrelevant. Is it true or is it not true? If I decide to take a walk late at night, and I'm walking down your street, and it's quiet, it's dark, it's peaceful, and I walk by your house, and I notice, as I look in that living room window, that a fire has started downstairs, and you're asleep upstairs in your bed. Do I want to tiptoe by so I don't wake you up, or do I want to scream like heck and give you the opportunity to pay attention to
I
that?
Would hope you would wake me up.
I would hope I would wake you up, too, and that you would take care of business, and maybe I'd even go and call the fire department myself.
But could this also be Billy Meyer propaganda?
Hey, you know, it could. Look, I don't know. I can only tell you that in this prophecy, there is stuff before and after this, some of which already came true, such as the fall of the Berlin Wall. There's stuff where they also were out of phase with time, later on they said to Meyer, that prophecy didn't occur at that time, but earlier or later, because people changed. It's not like this is all doom and gloom. We are not to be looking at this as we are victimized. Look, some of this is so harsh. These people say the following: truth is harsh. You get nowhere by sweet-talking people and telling them everything's all right when it isn't. If these people are real, if Meyer has any of the connections to them or any of his own abilities, and they can actually see through the methodologies that they use those events of the future, or if they're simply conveying information from prophets of the past who could do that, do we not want to examine and do something that's generally uncomfortable for us here, and that is be, in a healthy way, self-critical?